The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Preparation for Rosh Hashanah through Darash Emayri. Al Tasta Ponechem Imeni. We are continuing with the most amazing mizmor that we say every day in Elul to put us back on track. And the theme of every single wonderful, beautiful posik is that life is all about having a close keshe with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when you have that, everything is taken care of. You don't have to be afraid of anything. And if you don't have that, nothing is taken care of. Oh, we got to get the message out, Rabbeisai. You want people to change, not just stay the same old thing that we think the thing that's going to save us is This amount of money and this doctor and this medicine and this that, all that is secondary. It's a result. It is not the thing itself. The thing itself is Givas Elikim Yisborach, and that's what Hashem is asking from us. Ani L'doidi. We have to show Hashem Ani L'doidi. I'm willing to make a change. So before we mentioned that beautiful pasuk of the heart of every Jew calling out to that the person himself, please, Bakshu Ponai, beseech the Ha'oris Ponim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the shining face of Hashem. And if we do that, like we said, that brings us everything in life. And now we're doing the flip side of it in the next pasuk. Al Tasta Ponech Mimeni, I realize. And the most important thing in life is Ha'oris Ponim. Ein lanu el Ha'oris Ponim shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a whole mitzvah later on until we discuss it many times over. Kor Panecha v'yishuyenu. And therefore I say, please Hashem, don't cover up your face. Don't look away from me. Atat, the Av Avodecho, don't turn away from me when you should be angry at me. I'm your Eved, and sometimes I do Averis. Please, even so, don't even turn away from me. Not only don't cover yourself up completely, don't even turn away from me. I know that you are the one who's always saving me and helping me and giving me hatzlacha in life. I'm asking, don't forsake me, don't leave me. You are the one that brings me salvation. And this is the way David Melch went through life. He has so many different challenges in life. Merida from his own children rebelled against him, Avshalom, and throughout his life, from when he was a young man, was going through these things, people degrading him, trying to puzzle him, and initially they wanted to make him puzzle to be part of Klal Yisrael. And then when he got into a position, then he had Shaul Melech running after him, and then Shimon Vegeira cursing him, and then, like we said, his son Absalom and all kind of other things that he had to be up against. But he was always focused. I don't have to be afraid of any of these people. All the above is nothing. And the only thing is I need Ha'aretz Panim V'Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's him at the end of Shemoneh Esrei. We also say this. Shim Shalom Tov Yerocham. That's one of the most important brachas, the last bracha, the grand finale of the old tefillah. Ki ba'ol ponecha was your shining face, nesata lanu, teiras chayim, avas chesed. Talk about rachim chesed.
Kol HaLashon.
That's an elul. Try to make some practical act or change in our lives, something small. They'll demonstrate this recognition. Try to think all those things that are getting me nervous and getting me upset and I'm worried about. Am I totally my tikva in this person, in this item, in this machine? Or am I totally my tikva in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And if I'm totally my tikva in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then my primary avoida has to be to pour out my heart in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I need you. and I want to go in your ways, and if I have a bad midah, I'm going to work on my midah to make it better, because that's going to make me closer to you, Hashem. If I could do a chesed to somebody, I'm not going to run away from it. I could have a little time to learn. I'm going to have free time. I'm going to take advantage of it for learning. That's it. So we're getting to the root of all the problems in our life. The root of all the problems in our life is not our actions. It's the mind frame behind the actions. And the immediate thing that affects our action is our midas. The person has a certain midah that's a powerful midah. That's the thing that controls many of his actions. He's a big Baal Taiva, he's going to run after Taivas. He's a Baal Gaiva, Baal Kas, he's going to always be getting upset. If he's an Atzlan, he's going to always be lazy. He's going to affect everything he does in life. So we have to go to the midah, but the midah is also built on something. The fact that we let our midahs get out of control is because we don't realize that our goal in life is to position ourselves in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ba'ol Panecho. Al Tasta Panecho Mimeni. And if we want Hashem not to have a Yochu close himself off from us, we have to be compatible to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore we say, Oi, Avig Bal Taiva. Hashem is Sayin of Taiva. Sayin of people, they're not people, the behavior that people are running after, physical things their whole life. I want to change my mind from make it a little bit. Some of those things I'm running after, I'm going to stop running after, because maybe I'm giving up something, but I'm getting the hardest part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The meat of a cast, the meat of Atzilus. I'm going to make extra special effort in certain things to think, what am I doing to myself? How can I continue with this mode of behavior when I know it's taking me away from where I really want to be and from the real point of success in life. Hi, how wonderful the world would look if we'd all behave in such a fashion, mechanech ourselves and mechanech our children, the schools and mechanech our children. That this is a picture of success in life. You have young boys and girls growing up, they have no idea what success in life is. They could be charedim and all kind of wonderful terminology. They have no idea. They could be even fine, outstanding students. But if they have this clarity that the only thing that is success in life is ha'aretz panav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, positioning ourselves in a way that Hashem naturally shines upon us and brings us asiyat shemaya. If we don't have that clear, then we miss the boat. So that's what we're talking about. And now we're excited about this thing. That Baruch Hashem, we know what's really right. And in the course of the year, we're a little bit off, out of focus. Now we are refocusing ourselves on this point. And Yitzhak Hashem will put the effort into it. And we'll make life better for ourselves and for our families, for Klal Yisrael. Shalom.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.